She Did It Her Way podcast, episode 185. Today is a solo cast with yours truly, and I'm talking about why the She Did It Her Way Summit and what you can expect by attending the summit. Woot woot, I'm pretty excited to say the least.
Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, a collective of interviews with top female entrepreneurs from around the globe who have done it their way. These women are disruptors, savvy, courageous, confident, innovative, decisive, unconventional, and humble. Our ladies have proven business models, have taken risks, and have failed only for success to follow. Join us as they share their stories, behaviors, habits, mindset, thought processes, and what it is like to be a woman who means business. And now, here's your host, Amanda Bolin.
Hey girl, hey, welcome back to another podcast episode for She Did It Her Way. I am your host, Amanda Bolin, and today's episode, or solo cast, I should say, is all about the She Did It Her Way Summit, which I've shared before on the podcast, and why the summit and what to expect for the summit for those of you interested in coming, in which I would love for you guys, all of you guys, to come and join me in Chicago on October 21st. Okay, so to start things off, the question is, who is the summit for? And if you've ever wanted to start your own business but not sure where to start, or let alone you're afraid and overwhelmed, this is for you. I totally get you. And this is one of the reasons why I finally put together the summit. Also, the summit is for some of you, if you, maybe you've recently launched your business. Maybe you're in the first six months to 12 months, and it could be a side hustle and you're going out and still working full time, but you're uncertain if you're doing all the right things to make it a sustainable business long term, or making it a business that you want to take from side hustle to full time. So that is who the summit is for. Now, talking about what you'll get out of it, I made an entire list of a ton of things because I think it's important for you guys to know, and anyone who's thinking about the summit, like, what are you going to get out of it for the value exchange in terms of what you're investing, right? If we're using resources, if we're using our time, money, and energy as resources to invest in ourselves, it is important to ensure that whatever we're doing, we're getting something out of it. So the first thing is confidence. And I don't just say that because it's a cute word or it's a buzzword. I legitimately mean it, because if you think about the fear that you might have around starting your own business or taking your side hustle to full time, and what inspires fear, it is usually the unknown. So if we don't know something or know how to do something, it's scarier to us because it's an unknown. And the idea is if we can get familiar and educate ourselves on steps and processes to go about launching a business or taking that leap, I promise you it'll be less scary and you'll have the confidence to take action. The second thing is curated coaching circles. So when you purchase your ticket, you'll receive a survey that will take roughly 20 minutes to fill out. And what that'll do is help us, me and my team on the back end, to make sure that we select coaches that will add value to you and your questions. So let's say if you want to start a product-based business, I will then make sure I seek out the right coaches to fit the needs so that you are getting feedback and you are getting coached from women who have gone out and started a product-based business, because again, this is all about you guys. Also, then speaking of coaches and speakers, all coaches and speakers have been hand-selected and hand-picked for the summit. The reason why I did this instead of a call for speakers is because I've seen these women speak before and I know the value of content that they deliver. And again, that's extremely important to me to know that the speakers and the coaches that will be there on October 21st have proven themselves in a way that I know that if you sit down and you spend 45 minutes or however long they're speaking, you're going to leave with tons of value. And I had, again, specific requirements for them to fulfill. I wanted them to be able to deliver a workshop style engagement where it would be interactive and you as an attendee would actually be able to put pen to paper versus just listening to someone for 45 minutes. Because I know that from my experience, when I actually start practicing or I write things down and put them into action, That's what helps build confidence. And I also know that these women have built their own sustainable business practice as well. So some of the topics that are included, you know, finding your sweet spot. So uncovering what truly lights you up and to let that guide you in your business that produces profits. I actually went through this with the gal who is leading this workshop, and I can tell you that it completely changed the way that I have done business with She Did It Her Way, and it has really helped me focus and get in alignment. Another topic is understanding the basics of marketing. So who are you going after? Who's your ideal client? And how do we get you niched? Understanding sales. So like how to position your offering in a way that gets potential customers to actually convert into paying clients, right? Like we have to figure out how can we find the value and the benefit of our product or service so that other people see it and they're willing to pay us for that. Also, power of connecting, how to strategically and intentionally connect with others during events that will influence revenue. Because in the beginning stages of your business specifically, you want to connect intentionally and purposefully with other people that will help produce and influence that revenue. Also, accounting. Ooh, who doesn't love accounting? I know accounting is one of the things that we oftentimes put off because, again, it's this big unknown, and it can be overwhelming. And so in accounting, we're going to be talking about what can be deducted, how to organize your money, and what systems to use. Following that is pricing, right? How to price your product or service to ensure there's built-in profit. Oftentimes, what I've seen a lot with business owners, new business owners, is that we tend to price ourselves lower for fear that if we don't price aggressively or low enough, then no one's going to buy our product or service, when actually that's doing a disservice to us, because by the time we actually factor in how much travel time, how much energy or time that we are actually spending on creating things and then actually executing and delivering on that product or service, there's very little profit. And sometimes realizing that at the end of the day, we're not even making what we need to make in order to sustain and create the life and live the life that we want to live as well. And then operations. So this is also might be, people might consider the non-sexy stuff, but also the necessary stuff. There we go. So this is all about the types of insurance you should have as a business owner, whether it's knowing what type of health insurance opportunities you have when you go out on your own, talking about disability insurance and why it's important, along with having a proper business insurance to cover yourself as a business owner, along with retirement options that you have as a solopreneur or a full-on business owner, because retirement does not need to stop just because you left your job and now you're a business owner. You should keep going and know the options ahead of time so you can plan and build that into your budget. Another topic that we're going to go over will be systems. So this is all about hacking and organizing yourself to be productive and to get stuff done and know how to structure your day in a way, structure your day, structure your week, structure your month in a way that sets you up for success. And then goal setting. So we'll be putting a nice bow on it at the end of the day, and we'll be doing debriefing. There'll be a lot of reflection. There'll be questions and answers at the end of the day. And I know this sounds like a lot, and it is, because it's going to be it's going to be an intense day. So when you sign up, make sure you come ready to just get after it. We're going to have a ton of fun, but we're also going to get SHIT done. And the last thing is curated coaching circles. So again, talking about you'll be interacting and paired into small groups with women who have launched their own business based on what you have expressed interest in the survey. So those are the topics. Actually, those are basically all the topics, not just some. But I really curated the agenda to be the foundation of building a sustainable business and the basics of building the business. So I'm super jazzed about that. Another, like some more things too, is actual, like from the summit, you'll get actual concrete steps and learning. So I've been to many events, including ones that I've been a part of and hosted and put on, where the event itself didn't have a strong purpose. And we filled speaker slots for the sake of filling speaker slots without ever knowing that, okay, someone's really good at their craft, but can they get up and can they teach and can they speak? And so this summit is specifically designed with you as the attendee in mind. And again, I can't express enough about the speakers that we have selected as well. And another big thing is goal setting. So another, you go to events and it's kind of like choose your own adventure, but there's really no kickoff at the beginning and no solid close at the end to say, okay, where are we going next? I've attended events where I've gotten tremendous value from, but then at the end of it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, where do I start taking action on everything that I've learned? So that will be a really big thing, is we're going to put that bow on it, set some goals, talk about what's the immediate implementation that you need to take action on the next week when you get back home. What does the 90-day goals look like? And then we're going to dream a little bit and talk about and put pen to paper and say, what do I want my life to look like in the next 1 to 3 years? And how does that transition and play into my overall dreams? And I mean, the last thing is, how can you have an event without a sweet swag bag? So it will be loaded with products made by female founders as a treat and as a thank you guys for attending the summit. Whew. Okay, that was a lot, but I'm super stoked. And the last is, you know, why this event? And so when I first stepped out, took the leap, quit my job, I was 24 years old. I had only worked in corporate America for about 2 years. And even though at the time that I thought I had it figured out, and of course I thought I had it figured out when I was 24, that was obviously the ego talking. In hindsight, I had no clue what I was doing at all. And while when I was still working in corporate America, I only knew a few people who worked for themselves. And while it provided and while I'm so grateful for their inspiration and guidance that I had received, it wasn't a structure or I didn't have a game plan when I did take the leap, right? And I had no goals. I had no understanding of business banking. I mean, I had a finance degree, but accounting and understanding and actually taking entrepreneurship classes in undergrad was one thing, but it's the actual application of it is completely another. So I had no goals, no understanding of business banking, how to track expenses, and no one asking questions, like tough questions to help me flesh through and or think through what I wanted, and really ask me, well, how are you going to generate revenue? How are you tracking expenses? What are you going to do in terms of marketing? How are you positioning yourself? Who's your target? And I had none of that. And the other part that I didn't have any of was solid mentorship, guidance, and a plan in a way that was strategic and aligned with me. I had mentorship that I, again, so grateful for, but I wasn't seeking out for whatever reason, and I didn't have really strategic and thoughtful and intention mentorship. And that's one of the things, like what it took me years to figure out, I want to serve that up to you in one day so you can build and create faster and more in a more sustainable and strategic, thoughtful, intentional way. And I also know that launching a business can be scary, and even scarier if you're leaving a job that provides you a steady income. And I remember, again, and you guys can go back in the archives and listen to my journey. And when I was talking about when I first actually left Target to go to Wells Fargo as a recruiter, it was through a third party. So my salary, my income, I took a $10,000 pay cut. I lost all benefits. I didn't have health insurance. I then also didn't have any paid time off. So if I did take time off, I didn't get paid. So it was scary. While at the same time, I was dealing with people who were thoughtfully and genuinely concerned and cared for me and about, like, am I making the right decision? What's your resume going to say? Is that really what you want to do? And had I not had the one or two mentorship or people in my life at that time, it would have been 10 times more difficult. And so not only when you leave corporate America do you deal with everything that goes on in your head, but you deal with the external pressure. So I know that it can be a lot. And I want this event, this summit, to be a safe haven for you where you can show up and get to know other people who did just that and leave corporate America or ultimately start their own business as well. So when I first shared with some folks the idea of an in-person summit, they asked, why not an online course or a virtual summit? And I have to say that in the world of technology and ability to be quote unquote online every waking moment 24/7, actually meeting someone in person, I feel, is a lost art form. And I want to bring that back because I love people. I enjoy connecting people. I enjoy being able to teach. I know the value and the benefit of other people meeting in person. All, like, majority of the really cool things that have come through my business and have happened in my business or have come from my business have really derived themselves from in-person interactions. And you just – you can't build that deep, authentic relationship just online. It's taking that one step and getting out from behind the computer and actually showing up. And I think when you're there and you're in the moment and you're at an event or you're physically present, it just is a game changer when you want to do things. Because saying that you want to start a business or quit your job is one thing, but actually showing up and demonstrating that you are ready to take action on your dreams, your goals, your desires is completely another thing. I know that in the past and in my life when I've talked about wanting to do something but never physically took action, it obviously never came to fruition. But it was when I invested either in time or financial resources and where I wanted to go and where I wanted – what I wanted to be, that's when the magic started happening. So I am just so excited for the summit. I cannot wait. Space is limited. That's another thing. I'm keeping it intimate to roughly about 50 people because I want to make sure that the people who – you guys who are deciding to be there and spending time and soaking up the information and growing and getting help with whatever it is that you need and to launch your business, that you are getting the utmost value for that. And so tickets are on sale. The event's Saturday, October 21st. There's a welcome reception on Friday, October 20th. There'll be 8 speakers, curated coaching circles. You'll get action plan. You'll be able to build confidence and a supportive community of supportive women. There we go. So to purchase your ticket, you can head on over to shedidherwaypodcast.com/summit. There you can purchase the ticket. There is a special going on until the end of September. And after that, tickets completely go up. So I highly encourage you guys, if you're thinking about it, jump on the train. I would love to see you. I cannot wait. And I hope you guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks for tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. Did you like this episode? Head on over to iTunes.com to leave us a rating and a review. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out shedidithowaypodcast.com, where you can subscribe to our email list so you can receive the inside scoop on our latest episode released each Monday. Now, do us a favor and go make it a great week.